Thursday. T-minus 83. Ford McCarthy Residence, Birchwood, Colorado. An early but comfortable flight on a Unica-branded jet brought Dan and Tara back to Colorado. This was arranged at short notice with William Godfrey's administrative assistants, for unlike them, he hadn't yet officially severed all ties with the agency. A trusted driver was waiting at the airport, far easier to arrange than a flight, as it turned out, enabling a quick getaway free from any unwanted media attention. Dan was still seen as a hero by almost everyone in Colorado, and while he was held in high esteem by the vast majority of people in all locations, except perhaps the temporary sites of organized protests, it was always nice to get home. Today, however, a delay caused by even the friendliest of crowds would have been hugely unwelcome. A few days away from Emma and Piper had already been feeling like far too long, but Clark's urge for an expedited return, even assuming it didn't belie any real problem, had ramped that feeling up even further. Godfrey didn't mind their departure and informed Dan over the phone that he had already changed his mind about media engagements for the rest of the day anyway, and had firmed up his intention to engage on a Hearts and Minds publicity tour with Leisha in the coming days. Early social media meta-analysis suggested that the overwhelming majority of citizens across the world were behind the creation of an untethered, inner-space contact agency in London, and Godfrey was keen to keep rolling while the dice were hot. Dan and Tara didn't discuss much during the drive back to Birchwood, deeming no driver trustworthy enough to hear anything about the big topic on both of their minds, New Kerguelen and its apparently unnecessary shelter. All of the usual signs that home was close made Dan smile, as the mountains had from the plane, the turn off to Stevenson Farm, the welcome to Birchwood, proud home of Dan McCarthy sign, and perhaps most of all, the drive-in. He saw his father's car in its usual reserved space near the door, where it spent close to half of its life while Henry shot the breeze inside New Care Grillin' with his old buddies, Walter Bird and Phil Norris. Dan was as glad as he was unsurprised to see that Henry wasn't home, not because he wanted to keep the news about New Kerguelen from him, but because, for one reason or another, he did want to talk it over with Emma and Clark first. Having been in on fewer reluctantly kept secrets over the past few years than the others, Henry tended to be more reactive and perhaps less likely to keep things to himself. The only people he would ever share anything with would be Mr. Bird and Phil, who Dan would eventually bring into the loop in any event. But when the news was this big and this fresh, it really did have to stay within the narrow confines of Dan's innermost circle. The driver dropped Dan and Tara right in the middle of the quiet and unassuming residential street that some of the world's most recognizable faces called home, where unseen Secret Service agents kept watch and Phil Norris's unseen cameras and microphones kept watch on them. Dan encouraged Tara to run inside like he could see she wanted to while he grabbed their bags from the back. He thanked the driver and headed inside. He got there barely 30 seconds or so after Tara and only a few after she finished taking off her shoes. Tara was first to see Piper sitting in her crib as Clark kept watch from the couch. Hey, he said, trying not to sound overly concerned by anything just yet.
Hey,
Tara smiled.
Ta-ta,
Piper babbled excitedly, reaching her mittened hands out as soon as she saw and heard that Tara was home. Dan entered the living room next, bringing forth an equally excited call of,
Dada.
Hey, sweetheart, he said. As he placed his bag on the ground and took off his coat, Tara made her way to the crib. Before she got there, though, Clark took a wide sidestep directly into Tara's path. At first, Tara thought he was messing around, moving in for a welcome home hug or kiss, but his expression was anything but light, and he extended a firm hand while backing up towards Piper's crib.
What the hell are you doing?
Tara asked, not seeing the funny side if this was supposed to be some kind of joke.
And wait, what's that cut on your eye? Clark, have you been in a fight?
Where's the photo of Piper and Rooster? Dan interjected, noticing its absence as Tara stood impatiently in front of Clark. Emma emerged from the bathroom just too late to hear either question, but with an easy and immediate understanding of what she'd missed.
Could you take her?
She asked Clark. Sensibly silent, he wasted no time in picking Piper up and carrying her into the kitchen, making sure to amuse her with some silly faces so she didn't fuss for Dan or Tara. This left Emma alone with the two of them.
"You're home early," she said.
"Clark said you were both missing us," Dan replied. "You and Piper, I mean, not him." Emma glanced towards the kitchen and shook her head in frustration at Clark's inability to follow the most basic instruction of not making any phone calls, but on reflection, was quickly grateful that he at least hadn't told them why he really wanted them to get home ahead of schedule. She knew that if he had told them anything remotely suggesting what Piper had done, their faces would currently be displaying feelings a whole lot stronger than bemusement.
"Pay attention until it's finished, okay?" Emma pleaded. "We'll talk once you've seen it all."
She then hit play on her phone, setting a video into motion on the room's huge projector screen. The point of view was from a wide camera on the adjacent wall, which framed the couch on the left and the projector screen itself on the right. Dan and Tara watched in uneasy suspense as the footage played, beginning with Piper saying, "Ooze," and reaching in vain towards the now absent photo frame. When the frame toppled over, they thought the same thing Clark had at the time, that his movement had been enough to destabilize its delicate balance. But when the frame lurched off the mantelpiece altogether and hit the floor, with Piper suspiciously pointing towards it and Clark's face revealing his real-time shock, reality sunk in. Dan turned away from the screen to look at Emma and saw her fighting back tears, as he would have been if the level of shock he was experiencing hadn't been so great as to leave no room for anything else. Tara gasped as she watched the shards of broken glass flying towards Clark, bravely positioned in their way, and this took Dan's eyes back to the screen. His eyes fluttered between the look of innocent confusion on his baby daughter's face as she tried to reach the photograph, and the look of horror on his wife's as her mind tried to make sense of what was happening and what it might mean.
"She's got the power," Tara said, open-jawed in an all-consuming amazement that left her unable to say anything more incisive.
Behind her, Dan moved towards Emma and hugged her. The tears previously held back suddenly flooded from her eyes and brought Tara rushing over in concern. "I'll fix this," Dan promised. "Emma, whatever it takes, I will keep her safe and I will fix this."